danced in empty parkings, he'd have a ball in mind. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-crew chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty parkings, he'd have a ball in mind.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information.
It's all here.
You found Real Country, 1430 AM stereo,
WRDN.
Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM.
Translator W297CH,
Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Melissa has now grown into a Category 5 hurricane as it barrels toward Jamaica. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston, where the winds are calm now but will ramp up later today.
More than 650 emergency shelters are open, and officials, they've already pre-positioned thousands of food packages across the island. And, of course, the Norman Manley International Airport in Kingston, the main airport, that's already closed ahead of the storm, with other transportation options expected to follow. We know that all of the seaports are already closed.
Melissa's wind speeds right now, 160 miles an hour. President Trump has landed in Tokyo as he continues his Asian tour. Later this week, he will sit down with Chinese leader Xi Jinping to talk about trade. Food assistance for some 40 million Americans will run out this weekend without a compromise on the government shutdown. And two suspects arrested over the weekend in connection with the jewel thief at the Louvre. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She could get a deal, but telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Horse and poultry owners, become a member of the Frequent Buyer Program with Jerry Bear and Sons and receive free feed. Just purchase 12 bags of Summit Equine or Homestead Poultry Feed and receive the 13th bag free. With All-Tech Nutritional Technologies, Summit and Homestead Feeds from Hubbard Feeds provide advanced nutrition for superior health and performance. Visit Jerry Bear and Sons in Arkansas and become a member of the Frequent Buyer Program. Hubbard Feeds, products and answers that work.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the Morning Farm Report from Wisconsin 106. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit gains in the milk markets, November up 39 to 1782, December up 45 to 1730, January up 49 to 1684, February up 45 at 1680. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 1.5 to 177, 40-pound blocks up 5.25 to 177 and 3/4, 7 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 4 to 1.16 and a quarter, 15 trades on the day. Grade in on fat dry milk up 3.5 to 116, 28 trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 69, no trades on the day. Triple digit and limit losses in the live and feeder cattle markets on the day Friday, as chaos ensuing over the announcement of potentially cheapening beef prices with Argentinian imports. Also news that there may be no more trade negotiations between the U.S. and China, and also even social media issues coming from President Trump combining to have a big drop in live and feeder cattle markets as the trade just decided to take profits ahead of the weekend. Hog markets mostly mixed. While some pork cutout values were higher, there's still demand concerns. October live cattle down 597 to 233.75. October feeder cattle down 905 to 354.30. December hogs up 12 cents to 81.90. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybean, soybeans and wheat were all relatively flat as they stay in their recent trading ranges. Lack of any type of fresh news fundamentally to move the markets one way or the other. We still have the trade issues and the positive harvest weather as well, continuing to provide some pressure in the market. December corn down 4.25 to 4.23¾. November beans down 2¾ to 10.42. December wheat down 0.25 to 5.12¾. Minneapolis wheat December up 0.25 to 5.58¼. That's national markets. Local markets are next.
You're listening. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Friday at Alsivia Durand, cash corn 363, December 368, January 367, new crop 26 at 4 even. Cash beans 942, December 950, January 955, and new crop 26, 971. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and November corn 374, December 379, January 393.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 376, December 382, and January 384. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, and cash beans 956. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 368, new crop 26, 409, cash beans 947, new crop 26, 990. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 385, November 385, April 415, new crop 26, 414, cash beans 974, November 982, April 1036, new crop 26, 1020. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 370, December 375, new crop 26, 402, cash beans 960, December 968, new crop 26, 995. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 222 to 244, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 220, market cows 129 to 161, bulls 156 to 197, calves 730 to 1830, beef steers 263 to 725, Holstein steers 192 to 480. Sheep markets, light lambs 345 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 135 and down, rams 145 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 250 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain, especially after midnight, are low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, rain likely with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. To watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied telling my poor. Through
by the rig that he's in. She knows how to watch the river bend. She knows where the real South begins. Well, mama knows the highway now by heart. She can see the rain before it starts. Looking clear through a windshield full of stars.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Pages of life have never been turned to your troubles and trials. Lesson to learn. Another receiver, a push and a shove. Another believer in the story of love. Bound in confusion, written in pain. When the book of love comes down, it's a natural game. Rejoice, rejoice with all you can. A believer in love again. Chapter one, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter two, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. Be a believer in the story of love. Receiving the power to heal and amend. A light that's gone out still shines from above. For all who believe in the story of love. Chapter one, a careless heart sometimes goes astray. Chapter two, a broken heart will see another day. And the pages in this book have all been written from above. In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love, be a believer. In the story of love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Desert Rose Band and Story of Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the upper 30s across the region today. Another beautiful day today. And we'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, I'm going to talk with Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski. The public comment period for those two Department of Agriculture rules regarding animal health and animal life. Licensing for places like Equity Livestock. Well, we're going to talk with the secretary about that here coming up next hour in our newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. A new marketing campaign will highlight America's agriculture labor shortage. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A national coalition of U.S. farmers has launched an advocacy campaign to highlight the country's growing agricultural labor shortages. USDA data shows nearly 70% of crop workers from 2020 to 2022 were foreign-born, and the number of seasonal H-2A visa workers has increased more than sevenfold since 2005. Christy Boswell, advisor to the Grow It Here campaign and a former USDA official, says a strong, stable workforce is essential to keep farms in business and food affordable.
Many have turned to the H-2A agricultural visa program, which provides farm employers with temporary and seasonal access to foreign labor. The program has grown exponentially out of sheer necessity, but the program is incredibly bureaucratic and expensive. As is often said, you shouldn't have to hire a lawyer to hire a farm worker. Also, as a seasonal program, the H-2A program is not available to fill year-round needs.
Brandon Batten with Triple B Farms in North Carolina says the biggest threat to his operation isn't weather or markets, but a lack of workers.
Labor is my biggest challenge. Every year, it seems to become more and more of a headache. About a decade ago, out of necessity, we did transition to the H-2A program because the local workforce just was not available, was not reliable, and quite frankly, couldn't get the job done. And as expensive and onerous as the program is, it's more expensive to plant a crop and not be able to get it harvested. In light of these labor challenges, we have mechanized our operation as much as we can to reduce reliance on labor. But with the high-value crops and the crops we grow here in North Carolina, we have to have a certain amount to get those to the shelves.
He says it's a lot on his shoulders to find help.
As a family farm, you know, I am the HR department. I am the legal department. I'm the accounting department, and I rely on some of these people to help me get these workers here.
He speaks for a lot of farmers and ranchers dealing with the uncertainty.
What keeps me awake at night is, am I going to be the generation that ends it? Does this all end with me? And, you know, my children are old enough now to take an interest in the farm, so I wrestle with, am I doing them, you know, a favor or doing them a disservice by planting this seed and love for agriculture that they may never get to harvest.
Grow It Here represents a variety of commodities from livestock and dairy to fruits and vegetables. It's planning listening sessions across the country to push for a more reliable workforce. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain, especially after midnight, are low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, rain likely with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sammy Kershaw and Third Rate Romance here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the 30s across the region. The Wisconsin Pork Association is once again offering Youth Pig Project Scholarships for 4-H and FFA members. Now, 4-H and FFA youth are eligible to apply for a $100 scholarship to offset the costs associated with their 2025 pig projects. Now, the scholarships are awarded in three different age divisions, 9 through 11, 12 to 15, and 16 to 19 as of January 1st of 2026. There's enough scholarships for 50 youth scholarships. If you'd like more information, just visit the Wisconsin Pork Association's website. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. After repeatedly claiming that American cattle producers were making too much money, President Donald Trump announced a plan to quadruple beef imports from Argentina. And the beef industry has growing concerns that imports of Mexican cattle could begin again. I'll have more when we come back. Jeremy Leniger, sales manager with Nutrien Ag Solutions, filled me in recently on harvest progress outside Vandalia, Illinois.
We're making way every day on harvest. We're getting closer. I'd say we're probably somewhere around that 75 to 80% right now. Things are shaping up about the way that we expected them to, unfortunately, with too much rain and then the lack of rain. So yields have been not very good in our area.
Are growers starting to look ahead already to the 2026 season?
Yeah, I think we have to. I think guys are taking a look at what type of crops and bushels they pulled off the fields, taking into account the fertilizer prices that we have right now that aren't desirable, and trying to do the smartest thing they can with their money and spend it wisely.
How do growers figure out what the smartest course of action is in an ag economy like we're in right now?
Well, I think we need to look at soil tests. I think that those are crucial because just like a human being, it's like a blood test for us. If we don't have a soil test, we don't exactly know what we need to go put out there on that field.
Jeremy Leniger, sales manager with Nutrien Ag Solutions, thank you so much for joining us this week.
For the past 2 weeks, President Donald Trump has taken aim at American cattle producers, accusing them of making too much money and demanding that they lower their prices. And it's prompting quite the backlash. Cattle have been one of the few bright spots of profitability in the current ag economy, and longtime ranchers argue that these prices are needed to excite the next generation of cattle producers. In response to this alleged crisis, the Trump administration has pledged to quadruple the amount of imported beef from Argentina, of which the majority will be lean trim that is used for ground beef. And they also proposed a multi-point plan to promote American cattle production. Now, farmers I've talked to say the best plan to promote American cattle production is to let this market do the work, as live cattle prices have set record after record driven by consumer demand. Feeder cattle prices have exploded as feedlots work to keep pens full. Those high prices are the best incentive to increase production. Nonetheless, the USDA proposal unveiled late last week outlines several measures the administration says will strengthen the domestic beef supply chain. Among them, expanding federal loan programs for beginning ranchers, opening new USDA grants for small packing plants, and streamlining permits for new feedlots. The plan also calls for an interagency review of packer concentration, though it stops short of any specific antitrust actions. Critics, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and several other cattle groups, argue that these measures miss the larger issue: the threat posed by expanded imports. These folks say the best way to promote U.S. cattle production is to ensure producers have fair access to markets without competing against foreign beef raised under different environmental and animal health standards. At the same time, Mexico's agriculture minister is expected in Washington this week for high-level talks about reopening the U.S.-Mexico border for live cattle shipments. I'll have more when we come back.
Hi, I'm Tracy Fairweather.
And I'm Carrie Scott. With Thrivent, we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others.
Faith is what fuels us. Does it fuel you too? Contact us at 715-672-5458.
That's 715-672-5458.
Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule an appointment today.
Well, there was no cattle on feed report last Friday due to the government shutdown, but Washington's eyes were still firmly fixed on the cattle business. The industry is facing a new level of political risk, raising the stakes for ranchers and cow-calf producers across the country. Yet beef demand remains strong, and so far, American consumers have proven willing to pay almost any price to keep beef on the table. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrient Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto. Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Heading down south to the land of the pines and thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring out the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a-getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a-turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. But he's a-headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die.
chance to be myself. I've spent 1,000 miles of coming. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heel, trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Spent some time in San Francisco. I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you listen to just me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you listen to just me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Yeah. sunset out in Frisco. The Golden Gate is great, but it ain't home. Give me a rodeo. Blame it on Texas. Don't blame it on me. I am what I am, and that's what I.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden has issued a statement in response to unconfirmed reports that the Trump administration plans to quadruple Argentinian beef imports into the United States. Van Orden said Wisconsin farmers and ranchers raise some of the best beef in the world. Flooding our markets with foreign beef from Argentina would undercut the hardworking men and women who put food on Americans' tables, he said. He said he understands the importance of keeping Argentina out of China's sphere of influence, but we can't do it at the expense of our own farmers. President Trump announced an immediate end to trade negotiations with Canada late Thursday night. The Guardian said it's a result of Trump's opposition to a TV ad from Canada that quoted former President Ronald Reagan. The provincial government of Ontario paid for the ad, which uses excerpts from a 1987 speech where the former president said, quote, trade barriers hurt every American worker, unquote. Trump posted on social media that Canada had, quote, fraudulently used an advertisement, which he calls fake, and is accusing Canada of trying to interfere with a U.S. court decision on the tariffs. Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirmed that all trade negotiations have been suspended indefinitely. Trump also added an additional 10% tariff on Canada due to the television ad. Millions of Americans facing losing their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits on November 1st. Half of the American states plan to end those benefits because the federal government remains shut down. Politico says 25 states have confirmed they are sending letters to program participants to let them know that no checks would be issued in November. Politico also says states are trying to maintain the programs using their own money and emergency funding from the Trump administration, but that money is running out. Reuters says over 41 million people currently participate in SNAP. Now, nutrition programs like SNAP and WIC are directly in the crossfire of the spending negotiations, with the shutdown entering the fourth straight week. The Wisconsin Pork Association is once again offering Youth Pig Project scholarships. The scholarships are designed to assist 4-H and FFA members in establishing swine projects that can lead to development of life skills and career opportunities in the Wisconsin pork industry. 4-H and FFA youth are eligible to apply for a $100 scholarship used to offset costs associated with their 2025 pig project. Scholarships will be awarded in three age divisions, ages 9 through 11, 12 to 15, and 16 to 19 as of January 1st. Through support from swine breeders and allied industry members around the state, the goal is to raise enough funds to support a minimum of 50 youth scholarships. For more information, just visit the Wisconsin Pork Association website. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau welcomed a delegation from Germany last week through the U.S. Department of State's International Visitor Leadership Program. During the visit, the groups exchanged ideas on the Farm Bill, crop insurance, and how Farm Bureau connects with members and consumers across the state. Wisconsin Farm Bureau said they valued the chance to share Wisconsin's agriculture story with fellow farmers and food leaders from across the world. After collecting and analyzing over 2,250 samples of wheat from coast to coast, U.S. Wheat Association has published the 2025 U.S. Crop Quality Report. The report provides essential objective information to help global wheat buyers purchase the wheat they need at the best possible value. The Crop Quality Report provides data to help wheat buyers make informed decisions to support millers and bakers in understanding how this year's crop will perform in their operation, said Erica Oakley, USW Vice President of Operations. USW staff will take the data to international customers during the organization's annual crop quality seminars. The global showcase will include 35 seminars in 30 countries. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to near 60 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered rain, especially after midnight, are low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, rain likely with a high in the upper 40s to low 50s. You can get faster internet and pay a lot less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. Sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, she's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been stove. It ain't the heater, she's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a proper smoking. 'Cause I live something turned on.
As I sit here surrounded by people and lights, along with my drink at the bar. You've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you. But girl, till I do, this is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. As time after time, I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms. You might be hundreds or more miles, just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes that I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you will hear. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket out back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. And you'll feel the passion as time after time I press your sweet.